Now, verse 11, God says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Now, when they were generous with God, he said, I'll open up the heavens and pour you out a blessing, and I'll rebuke the devourer. Well, the devourer evidently means the locust that had a ravenous and insatiable appetite. That was the locust. He'd eat everything that was ahead of him. He was a regular gourmet on green salad. And so he just took all the green stuff that was ahead of him. Now, God said, and many of the plagues came like that, God says, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Judgment comes from God on a nation today when they reject God. I think that explains the fact that we're having a shortage, not only an energy shortage, but a shortage in so many areas today. Our supermarkets for years were groaning, the shelves were. Well, my supermarket still does pretty well, but there's some things that are absent there. And you can't get the cut of meat today that you'd like to have. And even if they have it, you can't pay for it unless you mortgage your home. No one seems to be interpreting these things today as a judgment from God. That is a warning. I think a warning of that which is to come in the future. In other words, I don't think we've seen anything yet. Now he goes on to say, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast its fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. In other words, your vineyards will produce abundantly. And then he says, and all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, when they were right with God, they became a blessing to the other nations of the world. And you see, honesty with God, and you couldn't have holiness without a little honesty with it, that was the thing that made them a blessing to all nations. And by the way, I think probably I ought to just drop back to Zechariah. We just finished that a short time ago. And in the 8th chapter of Zechariah, at verse 13, let me read that. And it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. Now that's looking forward to a future day. But God said, at that time, I will make you a blessing to the nations. And when Israel is serving God, it becomes a blessing to the other nations.